Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Now, with the rain, as nice as it all is, and I'm not complaining about the rain at all, but it does bring weeds.
Yep.
It brings weeds everywhere, and it also brings mosquitoes.
Skeeters, yep.
Bugs and insects. Pulled an article off of the Farmer's Almanac this week. It's things that, yeah, have you ever been next to somebody that seems to be eaten up by mosquitoes, and you're standing there, or you're fine?
My wife.
Are you the person that gets eaten, and you're looking at the person next to you, like, why are you not going nuts right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some things that mosquitoes are attracted to, carbon dioxide. So if you're a heavy breather or you've,
you just run a mile or two,
they're very attracted. Heat and movement will attract them. Body odor. So you've been outside
good
all
or bad?
Day. Bad.
Oh, okay.
You've been outside all day working. They're attracted to that aroma as well as lactic acid, which apparently your muscles produce while you're moving. And it's mosquitoes can scent that. So if you've been out, so take a bath, I guess, is the bottom line of all three of these.
Take a bath, don't exercise, and be very still.
Things that naturally repel chickens. That's one that was quite, reading it, you would need an awful lot of chickens.
Yeah. Have you seen Bill Ingvall's little deal on chickens?
I have not.
Oh, you got to go watch that.
Okay. Bill Ingvall on chickens.
You know who Bill Ingvall is?
Oh,
right?
The comedian. Here's your sign?
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Okay. I'll have to go check that out. But garlic, that's one that.
It repels everybody.
A lot of Cajun recipes all have garlic, and they hang garlic cloves everywhere. That's not just decoration or vampires. That's mosquitoes.
Okay.
Deterrence.
All right.
Vitamin B1. And then some natural-based oils that of eucalyptus and lemon eucalyptus will help keep them
like
away.
Like lemony scented things always seem to make the list. You know, citronella and lemongrass, you know, are all always generally on the list for repellents of some kind. I always heard cigars. At least maybe that was my father-in-law just looking for an excuse to smoke a cigar, but he said they would keep –
There are people that swear by that.
Yeah.
I used to hunt with a guy that hated the smell of cigarette smoke, but he'd always buy them when we were in mosquito infected and just light three cigarettes and put them in the trees around him to keep
He probably never shot anything either. It would repel everything else.
But he swore by it. So there's a couple things you could naturally do, but the good news is it'll dry out and they'll be gone.
Well,
in a couple
weeks
anyway.
And keep standing water away. If you've got an evap cooler or a AC unit that's got a condensate line, then you've got a puddle of water. Try and, you know, keep those removed and dried up. If you're overwatering your lawn, make sure you're just not too wet. You know, so there's also a number of things in the landscape. That obviously you don't want to have any kind of wet standing water places. So.
And with weeds, we've got a texter who's using a product that says not to use the weed killer when it's above 85. And they want to know what to use now. And that's what garden experts call a hula hoe.
Kind of, yeah. Well, it depends on what kind of weeds you're spraying and where you're spraying them. And, you know, I mean, we are at least getting to that time of year now where you could go out and it's below 85 early in the morning and you can. There's days in July you couldn't – it didn't even get below 85. So you just absolutely were out of luck on using anything that had a temperature restriction on it. So, I guess we'd need a little more information what they're trying to, you know, to
what
kill
plant
or control
they're trying
or
to kill.
What kind of weeds or where they are and that sort of thing. But the good news is that, you know, I think most places in town now you're getting down in the, you know, 70s, at, you know, in the morning. So,
and a liquid weed killer may not be the perfect product right now, but you can kill weeds that haven't even come up by doing your pre-emergence.
Getting to the time of year when pre-emergence should be applied, we like to really, if you were going to pick two times a year, fall and spring, you know, so we're getting pretty close to the first day of fall, September.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. And then again in March. So those two are the ideal times. Of course, you can put pre-emergent on, and from the time it is activated in the soil, it starts working, so it's never a bad time to put it on. But we're getting to about the perfect time to do another application.
And we had taken a call several weeks ago from a gentleman in Tucson with a pre-emergent, and you had mentioned something about the one thing that brand he was using didn't do was spurge.
It was Surflan, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but you had mentioned something off air, how to treat spurge.
Well, Dimension is a good one that's readily available for folks. It's a granular product, so it's easy to use, and it's very effective on spurge.
But it's not a killer. It's a pre-emergent.
No, it's pre-emergent. Anything that's already germinated or, you know, is growing, it's, you know, you're going to have to control by pulling, weeding, hula-hoeing, spraying with a post-emergent or a contact herbicide, something. This will not help you with weeds that are already growing.
So you put this Dimension down,
mm-hmm.
go pull everything that you have, and hope that it doesn't come back.
You probably ought to pull everything that you have first and
okay.
then put the Dimension down, because you don't want to be cultivating or breaking the soil up once you've got a pre-emergent down and it forms a, you know, a layer in there.
And spurge in the lawn. I'm not going to get on my hands and knees and pick all that out.
Okay.
Just keep hitting it with Dimension.
Well, Dimension will.
And wait for the winter to freeze out the spurge.
Yeah, you could do that. And, of course, you know, adequate applications, especially for spurge timing, the spring and early summer would be your best application for that, because it's a hot weather grower.
Yeah, man, it's it kind of took control in our abstinence here the last 2 weeks.
Oh boy, it can go. It can, especially with rain and hot weather.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're going to take a quick break at bottom of the hour news and come back to the call, starting with Matt on a pomegranate.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.